Dear God, Spirit, Divine Mother, on this day, I ask you to grant this request. May I know who I am and what I am every moment of every day. May I be a catalyst for light and love and bring inspiration to those whose eyes I meet. May I have the strength to stand tall in the face of conflict and the courage to speak my voice even when I'm scared. May I have the humility to follow my heart and the passion to live my soul's desires. May I seek to know the highest truth and dismiss the gravitational pull of my lower self. May I embrace and love the totality of myself, my darkness, as well as my light. May I be brave enough to hear my heart, to let it soften, so that I may gracefully choose faith over fear. Today is my day to surrender anything that stands between the sacredness of my humanity and my divinity. May I be drenched in my holiness and engulfed by your love. May all else melt away. And so it is, and it is so. Amen. I was in my fourth drug treatment center, and it was day 10 of a 28-day program. For over 15 years, I'd suffered drug addiction and the underlying insecurities and self-loathing that had birthed it. I'd been in and out of treatment centers and could never seem to make it all the way through the program. At around the 10-day mark, I would begin to feel strong, willful, and hopeful, and convinced that I had it. I don't know what I thought I had, but the ache that led me into the treatment center would usually fade away by this point, replaced by a desperate need to escape. But on this particular day, I was keenly aware of where my prison break would take me. It was no mystery, because it had happened so many times before. I would finagle my way out of a treatment center, claiming I was healed and had found enlightenment and freedom from my addictions. And then, either hours or days later, I would be back in the same vicious cycle of filling my small body with drugs, chasing a feel-good moment, and sinking back down into the depths of hell and hopelessness. This particular morning, by the grace of God, I was finally able to see where the path of running away would lead me. And I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that I couldn't do it one more time. I knew that if I ran away, I would either find myself back in the same place or, worse, not survive. Even with this awareness, the urge to escape continued to well up inside me, and the voices in my head grew louder and louder.
Run, Debbie, run! Get out of here! You're not one of them. You don't need this. You can do it alone.
For hours, I turned my attention to this inner voice and listened. I wanted to believe it. I wanted it to be the truth. But the harsh reality was, this voice had let me down so many times before. So for the first time, I decided to resist the urgings of this voice. And I chose to at least explore the possibility that there was some force inside me that could give me relief, that could help me where I clearly was not able to help myself. So I excused myself from my group therapy session, joyfully so, and proceeded down the dark, dingy corridor that led to the bathroom. I have to tell you, the bathroom of this treatment center was a disgusting place. It smelled like dried urine. The stench was almost more than I could bear. The tiled floor and the grout between the tiles, which probably had started out gray, were now black with mold. I'm a bit of a clean freak, and my top priority is beauty. I need it. I crave it. This bathroom was neither clean nor beautiful. But I was so filled with toxic emotions and so desperate for help, I decided to do the unthinkable. I got down on the floor on my hands and knees in a prayer position and began to pray. I asked God, or my higher power, as they call it in the 12-step program, to come to me, to help me, to rescue me from my pain and my self-destruction.